I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen and join us for some fun.
I think we are going to have great fun talking today, LaVon, about our subject because it's simplicity and it's summertime and it's just healthy for you too.
All of that wrapped into one. Isn't that great? Yeah, we're going to talk about grilling desserts. Usually we talk about grilling meat. That's always been at the top of the list. And then more recently, I think we've talked about grilling vegetables.
Yes.
People have added that to their grilling. And if they haven't added grilling desserts, especially fruit, now's the time to add that.
Why not experiment with it and let your children select the fruits that they would want to have on the grill and maybe even let them take a part in the actual grilling of the fruit.
Could be, just, you know, get that safety measure in there. But grilling fruit, grilling dessert, usually you want medium heat. So we're not talking about the hottest kind of grill. You really want the grill to be a little less hot. And so it's great to do it after if you're grilling meat. You know, sometimes you want that hotter. It kind of depends on when your favorite and so on. But this is a great thing to do after you get the meat, after you get the vegetables done. You still have a hot grill. You know, it's still ready to go. Why not put on some dessert? And again, I'm going to emphasize mostly fruit, but there are a couple of other options. And it's so simple, as you said, simple.
Yes. Well, tell us about what kinds of fruit work best.
Well, what's your favorite fruit? Don't say oranges.
Okay. I do like melons.
All right.
Much, so.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's sort of a new thought for me to put watermelon and cantaloupe on the grill. You go, oh, I don't know. Peaches is probably the one that if anybody's done any fruit, it's probably the one they start with.
Okay.
But any kind of fruit like peaches, apricots, plums, any of those
nectarines
are possibility. Yes, any of those are possibilities. But so is watermelon.
And I really? Really?
Whoa. And I have to say that I was visiting with Chris Parks about this here at KJN, and he said, oh, yes, my uncle, somebody had put watermelon on the grill and going, it's really good. It's different. I mean, you have to think about it's going to be warm. I guess you could chill it again. But usually if you take it off the grill, you're going to eat it warm. And you could just grill it. And that's true of all these fruits. You could just grill them and stop there.
Okay.
But then you could also add something really simple. Or you could get more complex. It's up to you and how much you want to do.
Now, are you talking about actually putting the fruit on the grill, or are you putting it on a skewer, or how?
Just all of the above.
Okay. All right.
I think first of putting it directly on the grill. You have those nice grill marks. You know, it really looks grilled, and it gets a special kind of flavor. I think it, you know, it just adds some different flavor to it. And you do want to grill both sides, even though, for instance, on peaches, all those with skins on like that, you want to leave the skin on. It kind of holds it together.
Sure.
Or it could start falling apart. However, with the watermelon, and you want to leave the rind on the watermelon so you have something to hang on to. And you will want to grill it on both sides. So, of course, it does depend on the fruit, how long, but some of them may be 3 to 4 minutes on a side, some a little longer, some a little less.
Okay.
Depends on how thick it is and how done you want it. And so just think about your favorite fruit and start there. Could just want to add slices of apple. Think about apples.
How thick would that slice of
Well,
apple
I would make it probably a half an inch. But again, you could do less. You could do more. Kind of if you do thinner apple slices, it's going to be crispier probably.
Imagine doing the apple slices on the grill, then putting them into a pie. What a different flavor component
it would
be.
And with all of these fruits, another option is to chill them and put them in a salad. Add a wonderful, this grilled flavor in a salad. Just add something different. But again, back to simple, just grill them on each side and eat it as is. But you might also want to add just a little more. So I want you to think about what you would add, since we started talking about peaches, what would you add to peaches? If you were baking something with peaches in it, what would you add?
I would add cinnamon, nutmeg, perhaps some allspice. Those would be my, you know, and since I've gotten onto this Chinese five-spice powder, that could be very
interesting,
too. Just a little bit of an
anise
flavor.
And then I'm guessing a lot of peach desserts you just top with some ice cream. All right. That's just wonderful. And we've talked about peaches, but you just think about all those other things that you could add. the ice cream. You could top it with a softened cream cheese, mm-hmm. mascarpone, maybe even use some tiny marshmallows and add those at the end to melt. Mm-hmm. Top with a little chocolate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. unending. And so that's where your kids can really help say, what kind of flavor combinations do you want? But again, start simple.
Now, you could almost make a s'more using a peach, a grilled peach or grilled fruit
could.
In it.
You could. Mm-hmm. But you could use a s'more, too.
Mm-hmm.
Grill a s'more.
Mm-hmm.
And we had those, I must mention, at Produce in the Park. Capples did those. You put a half a graham cracker down, you know, each side, put it on the grill, top one with the chocolate, one with the marshmallows, uh-huh. just let them start melt and throw them together, and you have a s'more off the grill.
And I think that'd probably be a little safer than an open fire, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Now, and saying open fire, we should say that a lot of these things could be done out on the campfire.
Okay.
You know,
of course.
Same kind of idea you're using. Now, I said we're going to talk mostly about fruits, which we have been. And I do want to mention another option or two is angel food cake.
Mm-hmm.
Pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both kind of, they'll stick together, you know, it won't fall apart. Mm-hmm. Like if you had a really tender white cake and you try and put that on the grill, mm-hmm. it's going to fall apart. Angel food cake won't, pound cake won't.
So if you take away the idea of a shortening-based cake, a cake made with butter or shortening or lard, you probably wouldn't work as well on the grill.
Probably.
It would fall apart
more. And it just takes a, you know, you have to, don't walk away. This is, on any of these, I think these are going to take such a few minutes. It's not something you're going to put on and walk away. Mm-hmm. You want to stand right there, especially the cake, because you just want it to start grilling. You don't want it to burn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and ruin the party.
You know. So then we could go back to that. Let's say we have a grilled angel food cake. We could top it with a grilled fruit or not grilled fruit. Top it with ice cream. I mean, what more luscious dessert could you have?
and not overdone.
Right. And again, simple. Not. And you said healthy. You know, mm-hmm. we haven't used very much sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had mentioned earlier about a special treat that you remember making when you were a child using angel food cake.
Yes, and I haven't tried this for a long time, and it was over an outdoor campfire, and I want to try it again, but that's dipping the angel food cake into sweetened condensed milk.
And that would caramelize.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. So that's worth a try. Now, I do also want to mention when we've talked about putting directly on the grill, many of these you could just put on like foil or if the grill you think it's going to fall through, we have mm-hmm. those little grill pans and so on. Mm-hmm. So all of those will work. It just ends up with different flavor. And it's going to be different flavor probably depending on what kind of grill you have.
Sure. Yes. If you have a charcoal grill, a gas grill, maybe you have used some wood chips that are have a certain flavor put in the wood chips to grill the meat. Experiment. Try some fresh fruit with that, too, and see what that does.
And, you know, you said experiment a couple times, and I think that is a part of the fun. Some people think, oh, that's too much of a risk, but part of the fun to see how it's going to turn out, and you're not going to ruin it. It's just a different flavor that you say, I do like this, or maybe I don't like this.
So do you feel, we've talked about the vegetables changing, have a different flavor when they're grilled. Do you think that affects fruits the same way? Do they become sweeter?
Yes, slightly, yeah. It's just a different bit of flavor, and so we don't need extra sweetening, right?
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I think I mentioned that if you're using the stone fruits, apricots, peaches, and so on, you need to leave the skin on to hold them together.
But you take the pit out first.
Yes.
Okay.
And bananas. That's the opposite thing. When you slice a banana lengthwise, which is the easiest thing to do, you want to leave the skin on.
Okay.
Again.
Sure.
And then when you eat it, you're probably not. You're going to take the skin off, which, of course, you're not going to do with the peaches. But a special kind of thing with bananas, I guess, if you really want to go the kind of camping route, cut them in half lengthwise, but not quite all the way through.
Okay.
So you've made like a little boat or a mm-hmm. little sandwich kind of thing. And then, of course, you kind of go back to the s'more idea, put a few little mini marshmallows in it, mm-hmm. a few little chocolate chips in it, and then wrap it up in foil.
Oh, okay.
And so it gets heated all the way through. You take it out after a few minutes when it's all that's melted. You probably than just going to eat it with a spoon.
Okay.
You know, your banana skin is your dish when you take it off the fire.
Would it be advisable to spray that foil with the nonstick cooking spray so the marshmallows wouldn't adhere to it?
Probably, or use the nonstick foil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Couple options there. Mm-hmm. And also, when you're talking about sticking, we probably should mention when you're putting the fruit directly on the grill, it's probably a good idea to brush that with a little oil.
Okay.
So that it doesn't stick, or you might have a mess you don't like. Okay, so lots of ideas for grilling fruit and for doing a little experimenting.
And where you can get those ideas is at kjan.com. Click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen, and we'll, with LaVonna Miss Nini, and we'll have those ideas posted for you. So remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.